విగ్రహారా ధనమిస్తున్నారా సింగార కన్మంత్రిమాగ్రాలు ఉత్కృష్ట భక్తాంశ నిజంగ గోపి వందే దివశీకరణ And cleansing the temple. The more you cleanse the temple, the more you decorate the city, more your heart becomes clean and you become spiritually decorated. So cleanliness is next to godliness, and after cleansing, taking bath regularly, feeding the temple very neat and clean, and worshiping the deities, dressing, decorating, ornamenting. These are the general process. So if you follow the process regularly, then the days will become advanced in spiritual concept, right? Material world and spiritual world. Material world means dark things, and spiritual world means clean. So the living entities, they are called Tapasakti. Parasakti Bhivaiva Sriyate. God has many potencies. They have been divided into three primarily: external, internal, and margin. Bhairanga Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, Tathastha. So we, jivas, living entities, we are also another energy of Krishna in between the material and spiritual. So if you like, you can remain in the spiritual world. If you like, you can remain in the material world. If you remain in the material world, then temporary we enjoy happiness at this place. There is no happiness. Sometimes we take this place as happiness. Actually, there is no happiness. Because, however happy you may be, you have to change this body. Janma mrityu jara bhyas. So this happiness, suppose this life, I am a king, maybe for 2 years, but I have to change this body. sabi under the prophet, heal something. So, there is no happiness. Suppose we arrange very nicely, lead very happily in this world. But you will not be allowed to live. You will not be allowed. Dukkhalam hasatam. So long we live, there is happiness, thought, business, there's no happiness. To get happiness, we have to go through distress. Anyway, mixed up happiness or distress, even if you make nice arrangement, but all of a sudden, we'll be asked to get out. Dukkhalam asasatam. Therefore, we should not be attracted with this happiness, so-called happiness of material world. Even if you think you are happy, you will not be allowed to stay. So we must know all these principles of our life. The consciousness is the guide. The consciousness means you are guided by Krishna personally. Everyone can be guided. Krishna is giving instruction to the whole human society in the Bhagavad Gita. Who can take advantage of this? Krishna is guiding personally. So, there are two ways of accepting Krishna's guidance. You accept the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, then you'll be happy. If you don't accept, then you will go back again to the cycle of birth and death. Mama Prasya, Jivatanti, Mithu Sankarava. The Mithu Sankaravatmani is not good life. Mithu Sangha Mithu, Janma Mithu Gara bad. If you take birth, then you'll have to die. And if you have to die, you have to take birth again. This is called Mithu Sangsara. So this is not very good business. That intelligence is lacking. We are simply trying to adjust things for a few years. But we are not taking account of our real life. Our real life is na hannati hannamane sarire perijal. We do not die. But our brain is so dull that we have accepted Dhanamitu Jarabadi as usual. But this can be checked. That is Krishna consciousness, movement. If you show desire, you can stop it. There is no danger. Very easy. And that is also explained by Krishna. Simply try to understand Krishna. And he is explaining himself what is difficult to understand Krishna. Krishna is the supreme, Parabrahma, the greatest. And we are, Anu, very small. Our knowledge is very small, limited. It's not possible to understand Krishna. But he is explaining himself for our little understanding. Whatever we have got capacity to understand, that Krishna is explaining. If you simply take Krishna's word, manmana bhavama bhakta madhyajima namaste, here is a chance. This deity worship, when he sees the form of Krishna, Naturally, our mind is impressed that here is Krishna, here is Radharani, here is Jagannath. If you come daily and see Krishna, at least one hour, what is he doing there? The people have so much engrossed. Their education is so low-grade that I was coming from Bhubaneswar, the next room, next apartment was occupied by some young men. As they are talking, it appears they are educated. Medical practitioners are addressing among themselves, doctor, this doctor. So our mission is paropokar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Paropokar. This paropokar mission was entrusted to the Indians. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumi se hoilo manushya janma jat. To the human being, not to the cats and dogs. Unfortunately, we have become like cats and dogs who do not take the responsibility of an Indian. It is the duty of the Indian, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Bharat Bhumi se hoilo manushya janma jat. Janma sarthak kari paro paro bhaka. All over the world they are in darkness. They do not know what is the hell of life. So, in India, anyone born, he can make his life successful. We have got Bhagavad Gita, all basic literature, by learning, by practicing. We can make our life perfect and then distribute the knowledge. This is India's business. Unfortunately, they have been conquered by the illusions of Maya. But they are not interested. They are becoming downcast and talking all nonsense. So you have some time. And of course, Bharat means the whole planet. Anyway, don't deviate. Just try to do some good to the human society by awakening them to spiritual consciousness. The method is very simple. Harinam, harinam, harinam. But it is horrible. That is human life, for a book, to do good to others, not to exploit them. Very natural. So, we are very kindly joined this moment. We have not joined this moment for your poverty, you are not poverty speaking. Sometimes people join this moment for poverty speaking. But you are not belonging to that. You are voluntarily joined. So, don't be disappointed. There is no opposition. But don't be disappointed. Krishna is the protection. Try to go on with this paropokar moment. Maybe because it is a fight against Ephesians, so some of our soldiers may fall down, but that should not discourage us. We must go on fighting with this atheistic civilization and try to push this upon them. Thank you very much.